Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Thursday, 8th of February, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex are likely to open in the green as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a flat to positive start for the broader index in India with a gain of 20 points. In the previous session, both indices ended flat ahead of the RBI-MPC outcome. The overall market remained on the sidelines as RBI is expected to maintain status quo. However, commentary would be eagerly eyed with regards to any hint on interest rate cuts. Apart from the MPC, the US retail sales data and China's CPI data may offer some cues to domestic equities. Investors will also continue to take cues from the ongoing earnings season. Analysts expect market to continue its positive momentum with sectoral rotations. The short-term trend of Nifty continues to be positive, and stock-specific action is expected to continue. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take immediate support at 21,874, while on the higher side, it may see immediate resistance at 21,948. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Tata Consumer Products. The FMCG company registered a 17.3% on-year decline in its consolidated net profit at ₹301.5 crore for the quarter ended December FY24, despite healthy operating numbers. Its profitability was impacted by an exceptional loss of ₹91.53 crore. Revenue from operations grew 9.5% on year to ₹3,804 crore. Number 2, Power Grid Corporation. The state-owned electric services company recorded a 10.5% on-year growth in its consolidated net profit at ₹4,028 crore, despite higher tax costs driven by healthy operation numbers. Revenue from operations grew by 2.6% on-year to ₹11,549 crore for the quarter ended December 2023. Number 3, Lupin. The pharma company clocked a four-fold increase in its consolidated net profit at ₹613 crore, backed by growth across segments. Its US business grew 23% and India business grew 13.4%. Revenue from operations also jumped 20% on year. Number 4, SJVN. The company has received the letter of intent from Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam for a 200 megawatt solar power project in GUVNL Phase 22. Number 5, Mankind Pharma. Promoters Sheetal Arora, Arjun Juneja, Pooja Juneja have decided to sell a combined stake of 1.62% in the company to comply with the requirements of minimum shareholding. A block deal of around ₹1,330 crore has been launched for the divestment at a floor price of ₹2,050 per share, sources told Money Control. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's major stock indices rose overnight with the benchmark S&P 500 registering a record closing high, closing within the striking distance of 5,000 as investors applauded overall strength in the US earnings and monitored US Federal Reserve comments for clues on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.8%. Nasdaq Composite was also up nearly 1%. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets climbed across the board today as investors looked towards China's inflation figures and RBI's rate decision. Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded from yesterday's losses and advanced 0.7%, while the TOPIX fell 0.15%. South Korea's KOSPI rose 0.4%, while the small cap KOSDAQ saw a larger gain of nearly 1%. Futures for Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, however, pointed to a weaker open. In commodity news, oil prices rose on Wednesday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to press on with the war in Gaza, diminishing hopes for a ceasefire agreement. Netanyahu rejected a proposal made by Hamas for a permanent ceasefire, vowing to fight on in Gaza until absolute victory. The West Texas Intermediate Contract for March added 0.75% to settle at $73.86 per barrel, while the Brent contract for April gained 0.79% to settle at $79.21 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Amardeo Singh, the Senior Vice President Research at Angel One, about sectors and stocks to look at after the interim budget announcements.
Talking about the interim budget for 24-25, it demonstrates a commitment to fiscal responsibility and economic prudence. The set fiscal deficit target of 5.1% and reduced government borrowing underscores a disciplined approach to financial management. Also, the notable 17% increase in infrastructure spending signals a prioritization of long-term economic growth over short-term populist measures. So overall, the interim budget sets a positive tone for economic prospects, encouraging strategic investments and fostering investor confidence. Now, talking about sectors, in the infrastructure, cement and building materials sector, a notable 11.1% increase in capital expenditure outlay for FY25 promises opportunities for companies like L&T, PNC Infratech, Ultratech, Shree Cement, HCC and Astral. Looking at the banking sector, the banking sector also stands to benefit from the lower than budgeted fiscal deficit, positively impacting bond yields and translating to higher treasury gains for PSU banks like Union Bank, PNB, SBI, IDBI Bank and Bank of India. Housing finance companies like LIC Housing Finance and Canfin Homes are poised for positive outcomes with the proposed construction of 2 crore houses under PM Awas Yojana Grameen. Travel, tourism and hotel sector sees encouragement for the comprehensive development of iconic tourist centers, favoring companies such as Indian Hotels, Lemon Tree Hotels and Thomas Cook. Talking about the power and the energy sector, beneficiaries include Tata Power, Suzlon Energy, Inox Wind, Coal India, BHEL and GAIL are set to gain from initiatives like rooftop solarization, viability gap funding for offshore wind and the establishment of coal gasification. But we will all have to wait for the outcome of the general elections later this year, as that would have an important bearing on the overall economy and markets at large. However, most investors, both global and local, are hopeful of the continuation of the current regime.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.